Welcome to another episode of our podcast, Let's Talk TriDelta. Thanks for joining us. I'm Karen White, TriDelta CEO and editor-in-chief of the award-winning Trident magazine. We are so excited to continue with our podcast series celebrating TriDelta's 33 under 33 and featuring some of our bright young TriDelta stars. These are extraordinary women leading, serving, and improving their industries, their communities, and the world. They're making a difference as change agents and trailblazers. And we're so happy to introduce a number of them to you in the Let's Talk TriDelta podcast. Today, we're joined by Alexa Young. She's an undergraduate member of our Alpha Psi chapter at the University of Florida. She's a senior political science major with minors in African American studies, women's studies, and innovation. Alexa serves as the president of the Panhellenic Council. She was selected as a 2020-2021 Rights Scholar and is a member of the Spring 2020 Tapping Class of Florida Blue Key, Florida's most prestigious leadership honor society. And on top of all of that, she has also interned twice on Capitol Hill. I am so excited to get to talk to you today, Alexa, and to welcome you to Let's Talk TriDelta.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be here.
Well, and people should know, right, that while I am a Georgia Bulldog and we may be rivals, right, on the football field, we are SEC sisters and TriDelta sisters to the end. And I'm so glad we get to honor you today. Congratulations on being a 33 under 33.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad that you mentioned that we are still SEC sisters. I was so excited to hear that you are an SEC TriDelta. And so it's a special bond that we share.
It absolutely is. And, you know, we talked before we started the interview that you were one of the few collegians that we recognized in our first class of 33 under 33. How did it feel to be among this group of trailblazing women?
Yeah, you know, when I first heard that TriDelta had selected me to be one of the first 33 under 33, I was truly humbled. When I read the article, you know, I had this overwhelming feeling of just pride, not just for myself and for my achievements over the past 3.5 years, but that I'm able to share a bond with such incredible women in leadership. But most notably, I'd say that I was most proud of TriDelta for being an organization that dedicates itself to empowering women of all walks of life and professional fields to be bold in setting their goals and reaching the fullest extent of their potential. And so I think it's clear from reading the article that TriDelta instills these values in each member, and I'm just so humbled that I got to be part of it all.
Well, we are so, so proud of you. One of the things that you do is lead more than 4,000 Greek women as the president of the University of Florida Panhellenic Council. So how has that experience been generally, let alone in the midst of the pandemic? And, you know, what lessons have you learned in that role?
You know, I'd say that there's only one word that really does adequately describe it. And, you know, it really is a whirlwind that I'm so thankful for because it taught me so much about myself and the type of leader that I truly am at my core, which is different than I thought I was. You know, I'm a planner through and through. So when I was met with the unexpected challenge of a global pandemic, I, you know, did not necessarily welcome it. I was shocked, you know, just how easily all my plans could come to a screeching halt. And so suddenly all the things that made my world turn, like, you know, planning for recruitment and starting my new role as president and even studying for the LSAT, you know, all of that came to a pause. And at that time, I was really humbled to be brought back to reality and realize that just because these things are part of my world, you know, they are not the world. And, you know, with that new knowledge, I had to lean into being a type of leader that I didn't know that I was. I, you know, no longer had these grand plans to serve as a crutch for me. And instead I had to pivot and reassess priorities for the council and go from there. I ended up, you know, deciding to place the guarding of good health as stated in the Panhellenic Creed, you know, at the forefront of everything that we did throughout my term. And I was really, truly able to meet the needs of our members in the campus community. And so I got to do things that I never would have imagined, you know, at the onset of my term. So I'm happy about it.
Well, you know, and the pandemic, I mean, for sure, right, has been so hard on so many people. I think it was particularly hard on the planners of the world.
Oh yeah.
I mean, just the humility that it created for all of us who like, you know, who like a good plan. So congratulations to you on pivoting and just kind of leaning into the opportunities that COVID brought forward that I'm not sure any of us really could have imagined pre-pandemic, right?
Oh, so, absolutely not.
Good job. So in this podcast, we're asking our guests three questions because, you know, we're TriDelta and we do these things in threes. And so the question that I want to ask you, you know, you have lots of accolades that I named right at the top of the call, but you've also been named one of the top 10 most influential students at the University of Florida by College Magazine, right? That's kind of a big deal. You credit TriDelta with strengthening some of your leadership skills and also empowering you to pursue lofty goals. So talk a little bit about how TriDelta has played a part in your successes to date.
Oh my goodness. That's a big question because I think it warrants a really big answer. I think, first of all, you know, the idea that TriDelta challenges its members to be brave, bold, and kind is something that is truly remarkable because I think those words challenge a little bit of what the world oftentimes believes women should be or are. And instead, TriDelta empowered me to really channel my boldness, my bravery, and my kindness to achieve success and build relationships with my campus and within the Panhellenic community. And so those words served as an impactful guiding principle for me and my pursuit to become Panhellenic president, especially as an underrepresented minority, not just in the Panhellenic community, but at my university as a whole. Yeah. And so those words encouraged me to make the decision to put the health of Panhellenic women and PNMs first in deciding to move forward with the fully virtual recruitment. And those words inspired me to move forward in laying the groundwork for a Panhellenic community to instill the values of diversity, equity, and inclusion in our members. Most importantly, I wouldn't have even had the opportunity to pursue that level of leadership, you know, without the steadfast love of my sisters who are always there to cheer me on and remind me of my capabilities. And those women saw something in me before I was able to see it in myself. And so, for me, at least, my chapter has given me such great mentors and trusted friends, and I'm so grateful for them, you know, helping me shed some influence on our campus community.
Well, we are grateful for you and for your leadership and setting, you know, an example for TriDeltas. You put your mind to it, you can do it, right? And I love that the words brave, bold, and kind have served as an inspiration to you. You've certainly lived up to all of those descriptors. Now, for our listeners, we are recording this session, this podcast in February, which is Black History Month. And I want to know, Alexa, what this month means for you as you serve in such a pivotal role, highly visible role at the University of Florida. And then, you know, you've mentioned in places where I've read about you that you hope to leave a legacy of inclusion. What does that look like for you and maybe for the next generation?
Yeah, well, I love both of these questions. So to answer your first one, you know, Black History Month really is a point of reflection for me and a time where I like to be grateful and express gratitude, especially for all of the trailblazers who have paved the way for me. Yeah. And so this year especially, you know, I've been reminded that, you know, Black history is American history. And with each trailblazer and changemaker, you know, we become better as a nation and we get closer to living up to our most esteemed ideals. So I really do love Black History Month for that reason. And then it's also a reminder that, you know, it doesn't just exist in history books. It's all around us. It's in the stories of our parents and grandparents and neighbors and friends. And so it's living and breathing, and Black history is being made every day by ordinary people. You know, I listened to the Let's Talk TriDelta podcast with Dr. Diane Peterson from over the summer, and, you know, just hear her story about how, you know, her story of sisterhood, you know, really did pave the way and make my sisterhood and TriDelta possible really did mean so much. And so I also like to take the time during this month to assess the ways in which I plan to blaze a trail for women and perhaps already have done so. And so, you know, especially having attained the level of leadership that I have on my campus, it's always at the forefront of my mind, you know, that, you know, being the first, I never want to be the last. And I always want to, you know, ask myself how I can use my position and influence to open doors for others. So that's something, that's how Black History Month really does, in a nutshell, make me feel. So I like to really, you know, ponder on that one.
I love that. So being first, say that again. Being first.
I always say that, you know, at the forefront of my mind in being the first, I want to make sure that I will not be the last. And so, yeah, really just opening doors for other women and just other individuals in general to be able to do great things. And I think we can, especially women, when we, you know, really uplift each other and cheer each other on. But to answer your question about inclusion, so I love this question too, because it was a goal of mine at the beginning of my term to, you know, leave a legacy of inclusion that was prior to COVID. And so I was really happy that that was one of the things, my original plans, I was able to see through to the end of my term, which is great. And I realized, you know, throughout COVID and throughout this, throughout 2020, the latter half at least, you know, I realized that Panhellenic women, especially on our campus, are ready for this type of change. And so I do think that when we move forward in terms of like what that means for the next generation, it's important to make the distinction between diversity and inclusion. And so a mentor of mine always had this like fun little saying that sticks in my mind. He'd always say that diversity is inviting someone to the party and inclusion is asking them to dance when they're there. And so I think Tri Delta and other Panhellenic organizations have really made great strides in achieving diversity in recent years. And I don't think that should go unnoticed. I think that the necessary next step is that inclusion component, right? It's where we ask ourselves how we can support these women and individuals who challenge that traditional narrative of what we believe a sorority woman is supposed to be. And so as long as we keep asking that question and actively looking for answers and ways to do that, I think we're, you know, on a good track.
I love it. And Tri Delta is ready to dance, and that's dance with 3 D's, right? And you know what? It's visions like yours and members like you and examples that you're setting that will really push our organization to the places we want to go, right? And to achieving the goals that the organization, the convention body of our organization, set forth in our Lead Now initiative. So just appreciate all you're doing on this front. The last question here is maybe a little bit of that, right? Advice that you would give to Tri Delta sisters as they are graduating, maybe starting their careers, or even as they're working to blaze their own trails as collegians or young alumni.
Yeah. So as someone who's at this stage right now, I know firsthand how scary and challenging it can be to graduate and start your career and leave your friends and all that you've, you know, come to know over the past 4 years. So if you're having any feelings of uncertainty or doubt, I can assure you that you are not alone in feeling those things. And so I'd say that my greatest advice is to lean into being brave, bold, and kind. As, you know, cheesy as some people may think that sounds, you know, I think that that's what's worked for me. You know, I encourage, you know, other sisters who are at the same stage as me right now to be brave enough to try doing what you're unsure, what you feel unsure that you can do, and to be bold enough to believe that you're capable of doing it, and be kind not only to others, but to yourself in that process. And so, you know, be brave, bold, and kind.
So true. Kindness to yourself as you're, you know, charting your next steps and the way forward. We know, I mean, for lots of reasons, and COVID being one of them, that the path isn't always smooth, right? The
ability, it's not always linear.
No, right? And the ability to fall down, dust yourself off, and get back up, right? Go again. So important. So what's next for you? What happens after graduation for you? And how can our listeners find you and follow you online?
Yes. So I'm currently wrapping up the law school application process, which is so crazy for me to even say out loud because it acknowledges the fact that I have to leave this beautiful place. but I'm looking forward to continuing my education, pursuing a career of advocacy in the legal profession before eventually moving into doing some legislative policy work. And then as far as social media, so I'm most active on Instagram. My Instagram handle is the @Alexa, A-L-E-X-A. _Jean, J-E-A-N, _Young. And I love to share inspiring quotes and some micro-influencing content as well. So go ahead and check it out.
That is awesome. Well, Alexa, I have loved talking with you today, and I am going to look for very big things from you. I will tell our listeners, this may be the first time that you're hearing of Alexa Young. It will not be the last. Thank you so much, Alexa. Big thank you to our sister, my SEC sister, and our 33 under 33 recipient, Alexa Young, for being with us today. You know we are going to be following you with big dreams and well wishes. And of course, we wish all of our members and listeners well as we move through this new year. Stay tuned for more exciting events at Tri Delta, programs and celebrations coming your way this spring. You can find out more on our vibrant new website, tridelta.org. And don't forget to send us your podcast ideas. Email us at podcast@trideltaeo.org. And of course, please like, subscribe, and rate our podcast. We love 5-star ratings, and especially thank you. Thank you for talking Tri Delta with us. Join us next time. Stay safe and bring you.